This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or check us out online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You can schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. And come see us. Today, we are finishing up part of our three-part series. We are talking about six symptoms you may have right now that you should not ignore. We talked about gut health. We talked about migraines, numbness and tingling, oral health. Today, we're going to talk about arthritis and stiff joints, as well as anxiety. Arthritis, stiff joints. Oh, it's just because I'm getting older. Well, why are there people who are older than you who don't have those same stiff joints? Right? Anxiety. Oftentimes, you know, there's underlying natural things that we can do. But two, in terms of research is now showing that underlying inflammation, inflammatory cytokinase, or proteins released by cells, can spur on anxiety and depression-like behavior. So how do you manage that, right? So that's really what we're going to be looking at today. I also have a really, really great testimony from a patient who came in, was in an incredible amount of, had symptoms, pain, and it's so often that when we see these symptoms, we just say, these are, you know, so many people have them. This is so common. Gut issues, headaches, arthritis, stiff joints, numbness and tingling. It's so normal. And I'm like, hey, hi, friends. It's not normal. It's common. Lots of people have it, but it's not normal. You know what else is really common? Heart disease. You know what else is really common? Cancer and diabetes. You know, it's really common. That doesn't make it normal. And that's the same thing with symptoms. It's just figuring out, okay, again, if we have these underlying problems, how do we get down to the root cause of the problems? Or how about this? What if we started investing in our health so we never had to get to those points if we didn't need to? And it's just a great testimony of someone I had spoke with her before, and she said, you know, we listened to you on the radio, and I just said, you sound nice, so if there is any time I need help, I'll probably call her. And I was glad that she did, because, you know, you get to see the potential in people and how they have the ability to change. It's really awesome. So don't you want to make sure you listen to that. If you missed those prior episodes, you can hop on freedom95.us, or we have podcasts. So we have the podcast. It's Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Those podcasts will be uploaded so you can listen to them whenever and wherever. Now, before we break down more arthritis and stiff joints, I want to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe
today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, comes from CNN. Former NFL player Merrill Hodge is one of 18,400 plaintiffs suing Monsanto, saying Roundup caused cancer. So the former NFL running back and ESPN analyst Merrill Hodge has filed lawsuit against Monsanto, claiming its popular weed killer Roundup caused his cancer, resulting in permanent physical pain and mental anguish. The suit was filed this month in the U.S. District Court for the District of Idaho. Hodge accuses Monsanto of negligence and says its company promoted false, misleading, and untrue statements about the safety of Roundup. By reason of foregoing, plaintiff is severely and permanently injured, the suit says. He is now joining 18,400 other plaintiffs suing Monsanto, claiming its popular Roundup weed killer caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But Bayer, the parent company of Monsanto, said hundreds of studies over 40 years supported the safety of Roundup. We have great sympathy for any individuals with cancer, but the extensive body of science on glyphosate-based herbicides over four decades supports the conclusion that Roundup has not caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, says Bayer. The company cites an EPA decision from April, which said, Bayer said it reaffirmed that glyphosate is not a carcinogen, and there's no risk to public health when glyphosate is used in accordance with its current label. According to the lawsuit, Hodge, aged 54, was exposed to Roundup as a boy in 1977 when he began working on a farm in Idaho. For years, he mixed and sprayed Roundup on crops and other plants as part of his job duty. Hodge followed all the safety precautions and warnings during the course of use. He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2003. Plaintiff suffered severe and personal injuries, which are permanent and lasting in nature, physical pain and mental anguish. So the article goes on to state the Roundup under scrutiny. So although Monsanto faces thousands of lawsuits over the weed killer, only three cases have gone to trial. The jury sided with the patient in each case. Most recently, a California jury awarded an elderly couple with cancer $55 million in compensation for their pain, suffering, and economic losses, and a record-setting $2 billion in punitive damage to punish Monsanto. But last week, one of the judges slashed the total awards for the couple to 87. So you ask, why are so many cancer patients suing Monsanto? So non-Hodgkin's lymphoma patients started suing Monsanto by the hundreds after 2015 World Health Organization suggested glyphosate might cause cancer. They said through this research, their research, not Monsanto's research, not Bayer's research, right? Because you think there's a little bit of bias that comes when you say, hey, I'm going to do research on my chemical, and I'm going to tell you if my chemical that is designed to literally wither and kill plants, live things, right? Although they are weeds, they're still living. I'm going to kill this living thing, but it's safe for humans. No big deal. You can eat it. It's not going to kill you. But yeah, it said it's probably carcinogenic to humans. Now, what's also somewhat interesting is that there are critics that question whether Monsanto has a cozy relationship with regulators like the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. A 2017 investigation showed internal emails from Monsanto discussing communications with an EPA official. A 2015 email, a Monsanto executive wrote that an EPA official at the time offered to help stop another agency's review of glyphosate, saying, quote unquote, if I can kill this, I should get a medal. Oh my goodness gracious. When you look at, I was looking at the actual write-up from the World Health Organization through the International Agency for Research on Cancer. It was published on March 20th of 2015. It actually talked about how glyphosate caused DNA and chromosomal damage in human cells. It talked about one study in community residents reported an increase in blood markers of chromosomal damage after glyphosate was sprayed nearby. So not even like their consumption of it, when it was sprayed near them. So when you're like, hey, what are you putting on your lawn? What are you eating? It's not that important to eat organic. Questionable. You know, they're like, hey, this has been shown to cause cancer in laboratory animals, tumors in mice. So they said, hey, this is carcinogenic to human. But yeah. So when we talk about you are what you eat, this is one where toxicity load, cancer, you have to see this. Are you going to spend a little bit extra for organic? But health is one where it's a pay now, pay later system. You are never stagnant in health. You're building health or you're building disease. And so what you need to do is be educated on how to be proactive more so for your health so you can make the best decisions for you and your family. Yeah, and education is key on that. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, $25. Now, when we return, do you wake up and you've got those achy, stiff joints? Has someone told you that you have arthritis? What does that mean and how we can help? Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance and feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today, we are finishing up a three-part series of six symptoms that you may have that you should never ignore. If you missed part one and part two, we do have you where you can revisit back online, freedom95.us under the podcast links, or you can actually download the podcast, Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Again, that podcast is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Subscribe. Now, let's talk about arthritis. And this is one arthritis, stiff joints that I see on a daily basis. And the real unfortunate part about that is that people ignore the aches and the pains because we think it's normal. We think it's normal. It's normal because I am getting older. It's normal because I have an active job. It's normal because I have an inactive job. It's normal because I've got kids. It's normal because my bed's old. It's normal, right? Like, I pick up the kids. It's normal because I fell asleep on the recliner. Like, all of these excuses, that's what they are. They're excuses, you know? And it's super unfortunate because we've just been like, hey, can you still go to work? Can you still work out? Can you still live? And what we do is we ignore it to the point where we can barely function and we can barely move. And it's like, hey, if you would have taken care of that problem 6 months, a year, 10 years ago, you would have never gotten to that point of breakdown. But because it's really easy to put our health on the back burner, to ignore that symptom like we don't see it, then here's what we do. All of a sudden, we come up and we're like, oh, wow, this is really bad. And I can tell you quite candidly, most people don't just wake up one morning really bad. They've ignored symptoms for days, weeks, months, and years before that. And so what most people don't realize is that stiff joints, the arthritis we're talking about today is osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis, just a simple breakdown. Osteo means bone. Arthritis is degeneration of. So it's degeneration of bone. Arthritis is not just specifically to knees or hips. It can be in a joint in the body that's connected by bone, which is why you can have arthritis in your knee. That's osteoarthritis. You can have arthritis in your hip. That's osteoarthritis. You can have arthritis to your spine, osteoarthritis. It's different than when you talk about rheumatoid arthritis, right? Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. That's where the immune system starts attacking the joints. Osteoarthritis is a wear and tear disease. So this is one where very often I see an individual who said, my mom had it. My grandma had this, so I'm going to have it too. It just runs in my genes. And this is not a genetic makeup arthritis. This is a wear and tear arthritis. So when you look at arthritis, osteoarthritis, there's something called Wolf's Law. So Wolf's Law states if there's unequal stress and pressure on a joint, that joint will change. People understand this, like if you ever have knee pain and you go to the doctor, right, and you say, hey, doc, my knee hurts. He says, well, yeah, it's because you have arthritis. And you're like, okay, well, but what's the arthritis from? And he says, well, you know what? It's old age. It's getting older. I'm like, okay. But then if you look at, if this arthritis is due to old age, how come you have arthritis in one knee and not the other? Because how old is one knee compared to the other? Right. But if you have that unequal wear and tear, that joint is going to wear faster. That same thing is what happens to the spine. When you hear of terminology like osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration. Again, often people say, well, my mom had it, so I'm going to have it too. No, it is a wear and tear disease. And that's more specifically when you look at the wear and tear on, you know, I saw a woman who came in and she had over 30 millimeters of pelvic unleveling. 30. Well, of course. Do you think if your pelvis is 30 millimeters higher on one side than the other, that maybe your hip joint is going to wear faster? Maybe your knee is going to wear faster on one side? The lower back? Because, of course, you know, the lumbar spine, the lower back has to compensate for that pelvic misalignment, right? But you know what happens when we have those aches and pains? We say, hey, here's an anti-inflammatory. Over the counter, right? Tylenol, Advil. Feels good. Pain goes away until it comes back when the pill wears off, you know, because you're not really getting down to the root cause of the problem. So much of arthritis, stiff joints, one of it has to do with the unequal stress and pressure that you have. So we're going to talk about spine first and foremost. And that's one where not only should you be getting adjusted, you need to be correctively adjusted. And let me tell you, so imagine you come in to an office and your pelvic unleveling is 30 millimeters. And you know this because they took x-rays. You know that there's structurally something wrong because they looked deeper to investigate to see what's going on. I think it's so crazy for the most people now. You understand, like if there's something underlying that's going on for more than a couple days, then, hey, it might warrant further investigation. Imagine you go to the doctor and he's like, let me look at you. Kind of seems like this. Let's just take this pill and see how it goes. Or would you be like, hey, maybe you should take blood work to see like what's actually going on? That's what we do. Why would it be any different if you went into a medical doctor's office or a chiropractor's office? Wouldn't you want more detail to figure out if you have osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, bone spurs, if you have a curvature in your spine, pelvic unleveling, if you've lost the curve in your neck, if you have any ligament damage? If you've not gone through that with a doctor, then that's a problem. You have to get down to seeing what's going on. And here's the other thing. So say you do have, you know, 30 millimeters, which is a crazy amount. But even imagine if you have 10 millimeters of pelvic unleveling. What you want to do is not just be adjusted, but you want to see the structure of that spine be corrected. You have to change the structure and restore it back where it should be, straight from the front, three curves from the side, nice level pelvis. So imagine you lose the curve in your neck. You're supposed to have a curve. You're supposed to have a curve in your neck. Imagine if you lose that. You see it as military neck. You see it as forward head posture where the chin juts out. It looks like poor posture. It's a loss of curvature. That increases the rate of degeneration. So imagine you have lost the curve, you've got pelvic unleveling, and you never actually start to get the structure of the spine corrected. Do you think it's going to get worse? And the answer is yes. Research finds if you have degeneration, it continues to keep degenerating at 2 to 3% a year. You have to start looking at the correction of the spine, correction of the structure of the spine. What we do in the office is what about 2% of chiropractors in the world do. So it's not just adjusting. We work with neuromuscular reeducation to actually start correcting that structure. So it puts the stress and pressure back on the joints where it needs to be, therefore stopping the progression of degeneration and aging in the spine. That's what arthritis is. So of course you have stiff joints, right? Because you have an unequal amount of stress and pressure through those joints. And that's what is going to bring me to Lois. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing kind of your story and what you've gone through, because I really think what you've gone through will be so encouraging to others who are listening who may not know that there's another option for you. So before you came into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what were some of the things you experienced?
Well, long before I came in, I had headaches almost every night. So that was something I knew I needed to do something about, but just put off. And I'd say right before I came in, what really pushed me all the way was I woke up in the night with just a raging pain in my upper left back. I thought it was how I was sleeping and thought it would go away, but it didn't. That was a Sunday that was pretty wretched for me. And on Monday morning, my left arm was numb and tingling, and I didn't have strength in it. And that really frightened me. So I guess I would say the Lord used that to push me into your office because I knew I needed to do something before that for myself, but that was the real push. And I called that Monday morning. You got me in very quickly. You helped me with encouragement right away. I didn't get over the pain right away, though. I had adjustments and worked on things at home with hot showers, heat, ice, things like that. And it took about a week of adjustments and some exercises that you gave me, and that was a turning point. So I began to get better after a week that I really noticed.
So let me ask you this, because I think it's noteworthy to talk about when you came in, what your level of pain was at.
Oh,
because it's when you had first come in, I remember thinking this is going to be a journey, but I know we can help as long as she gives me the trust and time. And so, because you couldn't even sit up straight when you had first come in during your initial exam and consultation.
I know. I couldn't sit up straight. I also couldn't not touch my back. I just had my hands behind me constantly rubbing that place because it was just horrible for me. And I would say my level of pain was at least an 8 or a 9. I don't know how much more, you know, you can go and stand. So I compared it really with childbirth a little bit, just because, you know, it's pretty intense when you're having a baby. And this was not at all as good as having a baby, but it was a very high level of pain.
Yeah, well, and that's why I think it's so noteworthy, because like you were just in excruciating pain. I remember when I just had to do you up front when we answered the phone, and I said, okay, well, let's see if we can get you in this afternoon. And when you were like, do you have anything right now? And I was like, if you can head in now, I will see you right now. And I remember hearing your voice just kind of melt and tears stream down your face. And I was like, oh, it's bad. So what is life like now? So you've been getting adjusted for a couple months. What changes have you seen?
Oh, I've had one headache in these 2 months, Dr. Leanne, and I consider that to be just huge. I wasn't even coming in really for the headaches, but that's been a wonderful change. My back certainly got better. My strength and my arm, all of that is, better than before I came, even. That is when I was well before I came. I feel, I don't know, just lots of things are better. The way I walk, the way I exercise, even my eating, I feel my digestive system works better than it did. I've noticed a lot of, I wouldn't call them small things because they're big, but just things I wasn't expecting to notice. And I do tell people that whenever I have a chance. It's made a huge difference in my life. And just very thankful for your expertise and your help and, you know, God's blessing in all this.
Yeah. Well, and like I said from the beginning, when you go through that, it's scary, you know, and to put your trust in another individual and your health and the guidance, following that guidance, like it's just, I always think it's just awesome that I get to be a part of people's health journey. Like I'm a part of that, and you get to kind of see how people navigate through and you know, people are never, it's sometimes people think I'm weird because I see them come in and they don't feel well. And I'm like, yes. And it's not because I'm excited because I don't feel well. It's because I'm like, I know what the potential is of that person, you know? So that's really awesome. So
yeah, I'm glad you can see that potential.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your trust. I appreciate just really sharing your story because I know that there are people out there that have headaches and they don't think it's, you know, that big of a deal, or maybe someone can't help them. And so I think just your story will really instill a lot of hope in people that are listening. So I appreciate that.
Sure. And I will say I used to take, you know, pain reliever for my headaches, and I haven't taken anything in these 2 months.
Yay.
Well, I just had one day of a headache, or one time, I'll say, and I made it through. So I feel like that's a great plus, too, to not be on any kind of extra chemical that has some bad side effects, obviously.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We'll see you later.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Leanne.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. Now, if you want to know more about how to schedule an appointment, give us a call. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. 893-2853, or you can go to our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Two other ways to help reduce inflammation and joint stiffness. One is fatty acids, more specifically omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids. These are essential fatty acids. Essential meaning that your body doesn't create them. They are necessary for you to get from your diet. You have to put it in your mouth. So when you're looking at wild-caught salmon, grass-fed beef, right? Really great omega-3 fatty acids. Now, that being said, when you're looking at eating most people, not everybody, most people are not receiving enough omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. And I can say that quite positively because when we do some of the testing in the office and we look specifically at a blood spot fatty acid, so we look at patients' blood to see what that fatty acid level looks like, for the average person, their omega-3s are low. So we say, hey, let's increase it. Now, when you're looking at the omega-3 fatty acids, you should look at one. If you're ever going to take a supplement, you need to make sure there's a couple different things. One is that they are good manufactured process, GMP certified, and they're third party tested. I am very, very partial to the supplements that we have in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic because of the fact that, one, I see functional medicine testing for someone, and then we do the follow up so you can actually see what changes from them on a cellular level. But then, two, I take them. I feel better. I've been pregnant or nursing for what seems like forever at this point. And sometimes when as an adult, you're like, I don't want to do it, and you can't make me. So I went through that more recently with my supplements. And I said, I don't want to take them. And so it wasn't that I forgot. I just didn't take them. I would remember, and I said, I don't want to, and I didn't. So I probably did that for a couple months, and then I went off the adult strike of vitamins because I wasn't really feeling the hottest, and I started taking them again, and it was a notable difference. Like, it was just when you're like, come on, Leanne, do better. But that's where I was at in my life, and I'm glad because, you know, I'm human, and we all kind of go through those things. But so when you're looking, you have to start supplementing. When you're talking about more of the therapeutic doses, you're looking at 3,000 milligrams, so 3 grams of fish oil. You want majority of that to be omega-3s because they're anti-inflammatory. Omega-6s are still fine. We have two in the office. One is a pro-omega, which is just omega-3s. The other one's the optimal. It has omega-3s and omega-6s. If you're properly balanced, 3s and 6s together are fine. But because, unfortunately, I see most people are not properly balanced, then I encourage people just to take the pro omega-3s. So omega-3 fatty acids. If you can get them from your diet, the best. Fish oil is a great source in terms of supplementation. So the next one is curcumin. Now, let's break down what curcumin is. Most people have heard of what turmeric is. Some of those people don't know or understand what curcumin is. So curcumin is the bioactive in turmeric, right? So turmeric is the spice. Curcumin is the bioactive component of turmeric. So when you're taking turmeric, you're not taking it for the turmeric. You're really getting the health benefits from the curcumin. But you have to take a lot of turmeric to get a smaller amount of curcumin. So that's why I prefer to take curcumin alone. That being said, when you're looking at in terms of a supplement, this is kind of a big deal because I actually had a patient who came in and said, will you look at my curcumin? And we looked and her curcumin, it was curcumin, but it was only 18% curcuminoids. Where the one that we have at the office through Max Living, you can check us out. You can either come to the office and grab it or you can just get it online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So curcumin, the curcuminoid that we have is 95%. So I said, well, you know, if you're taking 1,000 milligrams of each and one supplement has 95% curcuminoids and the other one only has 18% curcuminoids, which one do you think you should go with? And she said, well, that makes sense. What's kind of interesting too is that the one that we have is like a concentrated curcumin. So it actually, the composition is of three different curcuminoids. Also, when you're looking at taking curcumin, you want to make sure that it's paired with piperine, which is a black pepper extract, because research articles have found that pairing the two together makes for optimal potency and effectiveness. So you want, it's not what you take, it's what you assimilate. So you can take 1,000, but if you actually utilize 40, 50, 60% more of that, that's inevitably what you want. So what's so great about curcumin? There are tons of therapeutic benefits when you look at taking curcumin. Numerous amount of clinical studies have shown that helps with disease processes, cancer, arthritis. Hey, that's what we're talking about today. Arthritis, atherosclerosis, diabetes, asthma, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, cervical cancer, breast cancer, cell lung cancer, due to its ability to inhibit inflammation mediated by multiple pathways. Super cool, right? So I literally can go into some of the research, but most of it is, you know, when I start talking about pro-inflammatory cytokines, senile plaque deposits, amyloid beta cells, for some of you, that's super boring. So what I'm going to tell you is that the one great thing about curcumin is that it has demonstrated time and time again with over 200 different disease processes conditions has been associated with inflammation. And this is one of the greatest anti-inflammatories ever. So especially with joint inflammation, they found that it helps protect against oxidative stress, getting rid of free radicals, systemic inflammation, which is a risk factor for developing not only type 2 diabetes, but obesity. But then too, when you're looking at pain, most pain is due to underlying inflammation. So curcumin, when people start, you know, griping about their, oh, my knees and my hips and we're eating well and we're exercising, you know, it's just one that, hey, it not only can help your joint pain, but multiple different other disease processes as well. So for me, I'm like, that's a win-win-win all around. So you've got to get adjusted correctively, which is what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, introduce fatty acids and curcumin for that arthritis and stiff joints. Now, when we come back, you have that anxiety, feeling a little uneasy. Let's see what we can do next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. We are talking today about symptoms. Symptoms you may have that you should never ignore. Now, I always think it's noteworthy to know that we don't treat symptoms in our office, right? I don't treat guts. I don't treat, you know, oral health. We don't treat anxiety. But we help. You know, our ultimate goal is to figure out, hey, if there's something else underlying going on, how we can help. But we don't treat any of those disease processes. Now, when we talk about anxiety, depression, mood swings, overall stress, again, one that's really, really common. And it was so interesting, actually, talking about this. We were traveling, but we were not at our home church, but we were at a church, and the pastor there was talking about anxiety, and I said, well, falls right along there. So a couple key points when we're looking at that. One is that really, and I know it sounds simple, and sometimes we just want to like take a supplement for something because it's so easy just to be like, oh, hi, I'm just deficient in this, and I'm just going to pop the pill. But again, this is one where so many times, and I see this more so now in the youth and adolescent, is that when you're looking at anxiety, so much of that is tied to our time on social media. You know, we're always on our phones, and what we do is we have this comparison process where we look at, right, and Facebook, fake book, all these things that you might say, is that we see this and we're just like, oh, I'm not here and I don't have this and I don't have that. And what we do is we train our brain to be sad and depressed, and it changes the serotonin. And serotonin is your happy, healthy mood regulator. It's a one thing that my goal for you is to start retraining your brain, how you see situations, how you respond to situations, how you engage in situations. And that's looking at the positive in things, right? You have to start looking at, and they find, it's like what you focus on, right? Oh my gosh. If you get pregnant, then all you see is pregnant women. If you're shopping for a car, all of a sudden you see all of that car around. Why? Because that's what you're focusing, what we focus on grows. And so if you focus on the positive, it grows. And if you don't focus on the positive, that grows too. So when you're looking at the ultimate growth in that regard, one is start retraining. Focus on the positive. Look at the good in scenarios. Be grateful. If you ever hear of one of the people who are really successful, oftentimes they'll have a gratitude journal. You talk about what do you do first thing when you wake up? And you focus on what you're truly grateful for. Next one is when you're looking at getting adjusted, right? How does that work, right? We don't treat anxiety with adjustments, right? But here's what I can tell you. So 95% of your serotonin is actually produced in your gut. And so when you're looking at serotonin, that's kind of your happy, healthy mood regulator. It gives you that sense of well-being. And so what happens following adjustment, it releases endorphins. Helps release those endorphins, which gives you that sense of well-being. It also helps balance the free frontal cortex. And your with that rebalance, that balance of the free prefrontal cortex helps with responsibility for regulating mood. And so there's so often times that people get adjusted and they say, you know what? I just feel better. And it's like, why? You know, and it's not like my back hurts less or my migraine is gone. I just have this general sense of well-being. I feel better. So when you're looking at like feeling better, we've got to look at, great, being adjusted can actually help with that. And two, I mean, we listen to Lois, like, of course, is your sense of well-being going to be better when you're not in 9 out of 10 pain scale, your arm's not going numb, you're not having headaches? Well, of course, that helps too, right? But again, with that serotonin, releasing of endorphins, balancing the prefrontal cortex. As well, oftentimes, when you're looking at anxiety, depression, it can be from a B vitamin deficiency. So B6, more specifically. So B6 is needed for proper brain development in kids, functions for people in all ages, but it helps the body make the hormone serotonin, which regulates mood, and norepinephrine, which helps your body cope with stress. Right? So B6, found in poultry like chicken, turkey, it's in fish, eggs, different vegetables. So B6. So if you take a methylated B complex, that should have B6 in there. But if you can get it from food, how much better? That being said, B6 does work with magnesium. So when you're looking at vitamin B6 together with magnesium, it can help balance out anxiety in a person. So it's crucial for the role. Same thing, B3 is another crucial role for synthesis of serotonin, shows to help with monitoring anxiety and helping with anxiety. So you're looking. But again, can you get B vitamins? What's the best source of getting B vitamins? And it's through your food. The best source of being able, supplements are not designed to replace. And that being said, when you're talking about magnesium is also depleted when you're going through stressful events. So if you are in a stressful component in your life, magnesium is incredibly important for you to start getting more through diet or through supplementation. And we talked about magnesium, whether it be, you know, headaches. And so it's multiple different cell cycles inside of the human body. But that's what we're designed to know. Like when you're seeing these symptoms, we have to get back down to there's a reason why these symptoms are there. And we can go through our life masking these symptoms, or we can try to get down more to the root cause of the problem so that when we're looking at the big picture, it's not a consistency of something we have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. Find someone, put them in your corner that's going to fight for you, for your health. And it's the way that you want to do it. Right? If you want to go down the path of looking at more natural ways, you've got to get down to the root cause. And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you know now how to navigate through symptoms, knowing that you should not ignore them, that you have an opportunity and a way to get through it, that you've got a great team of people on your side at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And always remember that your power is on.